SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the words of Israel's prime minister, no one will preach to me. Benjamin Netanyahu resisting pressure at home and abroad to agree to a Gaza ceasefire.
Despite nationwide protests and a strike by Israelis demanding accept a deal to end the war in Gaza and gain the return of hostages, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he won't be preached to. Thousands of protesters, furious about the deaths of six hostages, demonstrated outside Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem late Monday. Netanyahu says he won't budge on his demand for continued Israeli control of the Philadelphia corridor, a narrow band along Gaza's border with Egypt. He calls the area an oxygen pipe for Hamas weapons. Meanwhile, Israel continued its six-day raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. I'm Norman Hall.
Making a pitch to organize labor, Vice President Harris appeared with President Biden yesterday at a union hall in Pittsburgh. Today, former President Trump in Atlanta. Also at SRNnews.com, the question in the upcoming election is what to do about marijuana. There are a number of referendum on the ballot in various places about that question.
A decision whether to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug won't come until after the presidential election in November. The DEA set a hearing date of December 2nd to take comment on the proposal. That could put a new spotlight on the presidential candidate's positions on marijuana. Vice President Kamala Harris has backed decriminalizing the drug, and over the weekend, former President Donald Trump signaled support for a Florida legalization measure following earlier comments that he increasingly agrees people shouldn't be jailed for the drug now legal in multiple states. I'm Julie Walker.
A sell-off underway this morning on Wall Street with stocks deep in the red. This is SRN News. An atheist organization is going after the Ten Commandments.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts have passed a bill that would promote the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure would require those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBTQ adults and those living with HIV. It would also bar staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, intersex status, or HIV status. SRN News. Among the uncertainties surrounding AI, artificial intelligence, is technology's role in and impact on the workplace.
The recent experiences of a number of companies suggest that AI may not prove to be the job killer many people had feared. Instead, business observers say the technology might turn out to be more like major technological advances from the past. Things like the steam engine, electricity, and the internet. That is, eliminate some jobs while creating new ones, and probably making workers more productive along the way, to the eventual benefit of themselves, their employers, and the economy. Bob Agner reporting.
Swiss federal prosecutors ordering house searches and interrogations, part of an investigation into possible electoral fraud after an advocacy group unearthed thousands of fake signatures in the voter rolls. It has jolted Switzerland's vaunted system of direct democracy with mail-in balloting. More details at SRNnews.com.